Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The bitter side of Bitcoins.
Hello, and welcome to the Mark and Pete Show. Bitcoins. Yes, you've heard of them. What are they? We're going to explore that. But here's a story. A man who threw away a laptop hard drive containing bitcoins he believes is now worth £210 million wants his local council to let him search for it in a landfill. Yes, James Howell said that he bought 7,500 bitcoins, a virtual currency, on his hard drive and unfortunately mistakenly threw it away back in 2013. Well, that has also seen through the rise of the usage of Bitcoin and the value to an astronomical sum. Now, he's already offered much to the council to say he's even willing to donate 25% of the value of the Bitcoins to his home city of Newport in South Wales. Yes, a lot of money, but they're still refusing. It doesn't end there. People who buy Bitcoins need to be aware. So here's another example. A man had a bit of a brain fog or forgot his password when he unfortunately couldn't access the computer to get into his coins. Yes, that's the situation for a programmer, Stefan Thomas, but the stakes are very high. He forgot his password, which will now not allow him to access £175 million equivalent worth of Bitcoin. Well, oh dear, oh dear. What does this mean? Many people are concerned that actually the coinage or the Bitcoin is actually open to abuse. And it's also not necessarily as secure as some people think. Some people must be going spare. Here's a thought. I bought a batch of Bitcoins, but I bit off more than I can chew. And now it leaves a nasty taste as regulators start to sue. The bitter side of business is undoubtedly not subliminal. With corruption on the increase, the cost is simply criminal. Cryptocurrency technology needs a crackdown on cybercrime. For now I'm digitally depleted. So, buddy, can you spare a dime? Clergyman yes. Pete, I ask you, are you into Bitcoins? Or do you have a bitter experience?
I haven't had a bitter experience. I don't have any Bitcoin. I know that they have gone up in value. I believe in dollars they're worth about $34,000 a piece now. And but it goes up and down, doesn't it? So I'm not sure that I'm going to venture into it. One thing I think that's interesting about the cases that you point out there is that it shows that Bitcoins, even though they're not real, I mean, there's no coin. There's exactly. No physical thing.
It's a virtual thing.
There's things, yeah, there are things, they are virtual things that have real-world consequences, including, surprisingly, being able to lose them. I mean, you can't accidentally drop them down the back of the sofa or as you're running for a bus, but you can lose it. It's remarkable. I mean, it's something I hadn't considered, I have to say, that you could lose a Bitcoin. But if you think about it, aren't we all always losing things on flipping computers? They're the bane of our lives, these things. There's always things getting lost, files getting corrupted. You can't remember the password. I mean, so, no, I haven't invested in Bitcoin, but there isn't a reason for that. I just haven't done it. I don't have shares and stocks in the more conventional sense either. And the only reason I would say that I would look to go to Bitcoin is for investment, because there is not enough places that would accept it as actual currency to make it worth my while.
Yes. Well, look, from a business perspective, and here's the thing, many people are slightly concerned because it's based upon a different type of technology that most currency transactions would work. It's based on block technology. Now, we're not going to go necessarily into the deep technology there. That's not what we're here for. But what we do have a concern about is the lack of regulation. But also to your point, as we've highlighted, is that if for any reason that you were to lose it down your virtual sofa, we'll say a computer, why is it then that you can't find a source? Normally you go to your bank and you would sort of give your identity and you say, I'm really me and please give me my money. In this particular case, it's harder because of the mechanism. There is a concern that there is an open point of exploits, because the interesting thing on the case of Stefan Thomas is that he actually highlighted this in social media. Many people can look it up. And yes, folks, there are lots of people who are trying to cash in on this. Now, ex-Facebook security head Alex Tamos has offered to help for a cut of 10%. That will be a sizable sum. That will be probably the equivalent of around £17.5 million, should he be able to do so. So essentially, there is 10 opportunities. He's already used 8, Mr. Thomas, and he has 2 left. Now, is it possible that it can be opened? Maybe, maybe not. But the fact is that he stored them in an iron key digital wallet on a hard drive. And he wrote his password down on a piece of paper. And like many, many cyber experts would say to every folk, do not write your passwords down. And unfortunately, he lost that piece of paper. Now, had he have kept that piece of paper, he probably wouldn't be in this predicament.
No.
So, Clergyman Pete, I come back here to, many people would look at the, shall we say, the actual exponential growth of Bitcoins, because if you do look at the chart, they've grown dramatically. And as you say, they're just hovering under 40,000 US dollars, which is a lot of money in itself.
Yeah.
But if you look back, say, even just say 2 or 3 years ago, they were only sort of wavering around sort of 5,000, and they sort of had a little bit of a peak to 10, 15, and they dropped dramatically below 5,000 in 2019. So we're looking at something like a yo-yo investment. And I think what we're seeing is that in recent times, with the world going more virtual, and dare I say, although the stories that we talked about are not necessarily COVID-19 impacted, but we've moved away from cash. We've moved away from that traditional way of handing over a particular physical coin, as you say, or even a note. And so what's happening is that our world is becoming more virtual. This is a concern, because what happens when cyber criminals actually can crack the code? And that then means that there is nothing like a gold standard where you can actually go back to an organization, a bank, and say, give me my gold back.
No,
do you do?
That's right. It seems to me that Bitcoin is behaving in this way, much like having real cash in a box or under your mattress is like. You could lose it. Whereas if you have money in a bank and it goes missing, you could say, well, it's your fault, isn't it? And of course, there are real people who can trace it. But Bitcoin, because of its nature, which is secret, it means that if you are the only one responsible for finding it, being able to access it again. Of course, you could tell other people. They could all tell me.
Asking,
However, I noticed that one commenter on the man who lost his passwords back in 2016, Stefan Thomas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Someone has suggested a what's his name? Wesley, Astrid Wesley, in a tweet, suggests that, in fact, what you should do is make a movie out of it, because he could make money from the movie. And in the movie, he has to retrace 10 years of his life, or however long ago it was, and go through all his life and talk to me to try and piece together what the password would have been.
Yeah.
He suggests,
and as a result, he could probably even have experts that could potentially.
Well, he says, well, having failed to do that, but in doing that, he meets a lost love, so he loses the money, but gains something far better. It might make a good movie, but I don't think he'd be satisfied with that.
I think he would prefer the money.
I think so. But the thing is, the thing that seems that it seems to me that it could well be possible to break in now. To get access to it, to have surely the sophisticated software engineers we have these days could come up with a way of breaking in, if they'd be given permission, so they're not breaking any law, to getting into that wallet. So I say, don't put any more passwords in. just consult some experts, see if they can help you to get in.
Well, I would like to revert to the early, or the first case that we brought up, which is the man who threw away his laptop.
Yes, it's been thrown in the landfill, I understand.
Well, indeed.
Well, the hard drive has. The hard drive, yes, not the laptop.
So he doesn't have the password issue. Ironically, he doesn't have the computer. So it's a complete contrast. Now, I would like to ask you, Clergyman Pete, if you were sitting on the council, would you allow Mr. Howells to rummage through at his own expense, not at the council's expense and any resource or time, would you allow him, with careful health and safety measures, go and rummage through a rather extensive and exhaustive process of trying to find a needle in a state haystack? Would you do that and to have a cut? That's the offer, 25%.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because, you see, it would depend really on whether he could prove it. You know, anyone could say that, and I can see that it is an issue, because when people are thrown things away, they tend to be thrown away. And then if someone else is rifling through them, then that's there is an issue there. I think that it wouldn't be enough to allow him to do it. I think you'd have to say, we're going to do it. You have to pay for it. I think they'd have to take responsibility. And how much would that be? It would certainly be thousands and thousands of pounds. So that he's got to be pretty certain he's going to find it, because he has to pay for it, whether or not he finds it. So I think that he just has to admit to himself that he's lost to them.
I'm afraid so, because, as you say, he could scour every single piece of rubbish. But ironically, because it was a computer, somebody could have stolen the computer.
Somebody could have it. Yeah. Well, it's just a hard drive. They probably wiped him.
It could have done.
They had a look at it. They didn't understand what bitcoins were, and they wiped it. I mean, bitcoins. He got these bitcoins a long time ago, 2013, didn't he?
Oh yes.
And then thought, we'll see if they become valuable. And lo and behold, they did. I think if you got in early to Bitcoin, you probably are sitting pretty. I've heard of people making quite a bit of money. I saw an analysis of what you would have made if you bought bitcoins in 2013, when they were $600, and you purchased $1,000, so you got $1,000 worth. You got just over 1.6 bitcoins. How much would they be worth today? Well, 26,400 is what CoinDesk says, which is a Bitcoin site. So you've got an increase, but it's not a massive increase. But certainly, if you made that investment, then you've got the money. they got the money. You've lost it. Then you'd be very upset. But I think that this is an issue with Bitcoin. This going forward, this is what we have to remember and take on board, is that Bitcoins, they're volatile in that they go up and down in value. They've gone up in value over the years, but they also go down. But also, you can lose them, and they can be stolen. Though it is possible, even though people in their early days were saying there was this impossible. It's very difficult. It takes a different set of skills to break into a bank vault. But it can be done. So it's the same as other money. I mean, the money that we use every day now is effectively fiat currency. That is to say, it only has the worth that it has because governments tell us that's what it's worth. I mean, that's it. So a pound is worth what people say it's worth. And the government has said this is an official coin. They guarantee it, or an official banknote, whatever it is. And if it's in your bank account, it's just a number. So it's still virtual. And the government, however, is guaranteeing it. So it's a fiat or a government declaration. Now, in terms of Bitcoin, it's the market that tells it what it is. So it's more like what the value is. It's more like a commodity, isn't it, than a fiat currency. But a lot of it is the same in that it doesn't have intrinsic value. It only has value that's put onto it. And also, in the same way, as real money, it could be lost. I think, though, just looking at it, it seems to me that fiat currency, having money in a bank, at the moment seems to be the better way to go, to be more reliable. But who knows what will happen as we move into a more unsettled, if there's civil unrest at some point in the future, and a government is toppled, maybe there's no effective government in place, then maybe Bitcoin would be a good option.
Well,
other things such as actual gold and that sort of thing.
Yes, and I think this is where we would probably invite our listeners in here. Because, listeners, what do you think about this? Are you concerned about the lack of regulation? As we start to see our world becoming much more virtual, more and more people working remotely, not necessarily using hard cash anymore, are we concerned that actually that there will come a point where maybe it could be that Bitcoin becomes the mainstay of our currency? Who's to say that it wouldn't do? There are lots of things that are being considered. So why not log on to Mark and Pete and let us know your thoughts? We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you've bought some Bitcoins and you've had a good experience. That would be also a good story for us to tell. So join us again next time for more topical topics with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.